that the answer to the question of the Ben HaChacham was Ein Matir Nachar HaPesach HaFikom. Ein Matir Nachar HaPesach HaFikom. And what exactly does that mean? Various reasons that are shown in. I think you'll have at least four different reasons that are shown in. That for some reason there's an Isser Achila, right, after the Achilas HaFikom. Why exactly is that true? Right, the insistence that you have to have, as the Rambam writes, Tamatza, or to have the Tam Pesach, the Ficha. And that, on the level of halacha, that's clear, there's Nisra Achila and Shtia. I would say, in a broader sense, it represents like an important yourself, an important hashkafa. Now, the Ramban and the very end of Parshas Bo, that I often mention, realize that the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim are so impactful. It doesn't only affect, you know, a handful of mitzvahs, but rather realize that it affects one's avodas Hashem in its entirety. The events of Yetzias Mitzrayim inform one's avodas Hashem. That's that magnificent the Rambam, Umina Nisim HaGorim, the Rambam, Adamoda Benisim HaNistari. You experience Nisim Gluyim, it changes your mindset. You view everything differently. That was the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in other words, that Yetzias Mitzrayim was not only significant in and of itself, but rather the impression, the impact, the effect, not only the mitzvah, but the aftermath of the mitzvah as well. And I will tell you, that's part of like the Ein Matir Nachar HaPesach HaFikomen, that even though the mitzvahs halayla come to an end, you have to see to it that the impression that remains. There is a Gemara Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Rabbi Yochanan says the following, the Shlosha Minochle Olam Haba. Who are those people? The Yoresh Olam Haba, Hadar Beretz Yisrael, the Gadol Banav LeTorah Tomer, and the Gemara mentions the third case, Mishayer Mikidush Lavdalt. Mishayer, you know what, you leave over some of the wine from Kiddush to Avdalah for a person to make sure that there is ample wine, not only for Kiddush, but even for Avdalah as well. That sounds very technical compared to the other cases of Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Torah, and there I would suggest the same yourself. You know what Mishayer Mikidush Avdalta means? That a person is Mekadesh Liyom, Mitzvah L'Hakdisha, and a person experiences the Kedusha of Shabbos, and the Kedusha of Shabbos now comes to an end. How impactful was that? To what extent was the Kedusha of Shabbos essential in informing Lachol? Oh, that Ramban, at the beginning of Parshas Bo, no? There are no names of days of the week. Everything is referenced in terms of Shabbos. Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni l'Shabbos, because Shabbos is supposed to impact and affect the Me'afal. Not so surprising, a mitzvah, we assume, a mitzvah d'Araisa, of Tosefet Shabbos, the Mosif Mechal HaKodesh. So that's something, no doubt, which is critical. That the importance of the days of Kedusha has to go ahead and invest. There is a Ramban. The Ramban writes in Bereishis and Parshas Vayetze, Chavtes Beis. Ramban writes, the Torah describes Yaakov, you know, the Shlosha Edreitzon, and all of a sudden Yaakov is able to go ahead and to remove, right, the large barrier which is covering the Be'er. Right? And then afterwards, after one is Nen Ephraim, it is put back. So Ramban writes there like a magnificent statement that, you know what? That HaBe'er Yirmos LeBeis HaMikdash. The Be'er, the Mayim of there represents the Mikdash. And the Shlosha Edreitzon, the Ramban writes, you know what? That is the Yomim Tovim. That is the Chiv Avodil Regel. That a person goes to the Mikdash in Yashku Ha'adarim. You know what that means? That a person's mission on Yantif is to be Shoa Vimruach HaKodesh. That's the Lashon HaRamban. Beautiful. No. Just like, you know, you uncover the Be'er and you drink. So therefore, there's Shlosha Eretzon that represents each and every Yantif. And then you know what? And that represents our relation to Torah, the Ramban writes. Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. Which is Nishlam Alamayim, the Ramban writes, ooh, and that's why Yudvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and Nesfo Kol Adarim, that's why there's a mitzvah of Yule Regel, and Golus Even, you remove the Even, and you're able to partake, and you know, you're showing Ruach HaKodesh, and then Hishivu Es Even, and when Yantif comes, you have to go and place the Even back, and Munach L'Rebel Haba to remain there until the next Yantif, until the next Yantif. It's magnificent imagery that the Ramban writes, but part of it is exactly that shilu, meaning that the experience of Yantif is to be showing Ruach HaKodesh, and that Ruach HaKodesh has to be something that lingers, that has to be something that is absolutely, absolutely distinct. Well, that's something which is important. I would tell you, that's part of like Ein Maftirin, that the Hashpa of the Yantif has to be clear. I would tell you that it's most obvious when it comes to Shuas. Because I'll tell you the following, when it comes to every other Yantif, they're mitzvah sayom. And you know what? At the conclusion of the time of Yantif, the mitzvah sayom come to an end. The mitzvah sayom come to an end. So you know, a person has to kind of work on that. How do you preserve the Ein Maftirin? How do you preserve the mitzvah achilas matzah? So I'll tell you in two respects, that Shavuos is unique. Number one, there's no mitzvah sayom. Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And Zman Matan Torah Seinu is not relegated only to one day of the year, right, of Shavuos. That's the comment of the Kli Yakar in Parshas Semor. That's the comment of the Baal HaKedah, that the reason the Torah never makes that association and says that Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu is because you think that Zman Matan Torah Seinu is one day. It's not something which is ongoing. It's obvious. After all, Shanochi Mitzav Chayom, V'chol Yom V'yom Yimnak HaKadoshim. Isn't it obvious that that must be true? So by nature of Shavuos, it's clear that that's an expression that has to manifest itself afterwards. And I'll tell you what's always striking. You can take a look at that Magen Avraham, Tav Tzadi Dalet, Shabbos Tav Peches. You know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yeh nechonim liyom hashlishi." And Moshe Rabbeinu, "Yeh nechon l'shlosh haseyami." Moshe Rabbeinu was hosif yom echad. Hosef Yom Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. Now, more hakana was necessary. Wow, that's something which is stunning. You know, in certain respects, we paskin that Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. That means that Kabbalah Satorah was on Zion Siva. Wow. In the Sugya Poletes, we paskin 3 days. Now, so the Magen Avraham points out that's really unusual. We celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. We celebrate Shavuos on the day that was destined. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give the Torah, even though the day of actual Kabbalah Satra was on Zion Sivan. No? That's very unusual. But that's something which is striking in terms of the transition, no? When I asked you, what was the Zman Matan Torah Seinu in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent, kaviyachal, of giving the Torah, was Vav Sivan. That's when we celebrate Shavuos. But Zion Sivan was the time of Kabbalah Sivan. If there's any greater indication of the Hemshech, of the Yantif and the Yisruchag, it's Shavuos, no? The day of Kabbalah Satorah was Zion Sivan. And we celebrate the Torah of Shavuos on Vav Sivan, no? It means the time that was destined to be the Nesina Satorah, even though our Kabbalah Satorah was on the next day. Imagine it. It's hard. You can't experience a Shavuos without the aftermath, without the Motzei Shavuos. You know, for us, a fascinating deal, like, what exactly is the status of Yantav Sheni Shel Shavuos? Yantav Sheni Shel Shavuos. That's that Rambam Perek Gimel of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, where you have to read the Rambam carefully, but maybe there's something unusual. It's Mefurash in Ritva Rosh Hashanah Yoches, that there's something really unusual about the second day of Shavuos, because there was a Sveika Dioma. There was really a Sveika Dioma. What do we mean Sveika Dioma? Shavuos is not based on a calendar day. Shavuos is based on Tisru Chamishim Yom. So you know what? When we're going to straighten out when Pesach was, you know, Pesach had a Sveika Dioma. Shavuos no Sveika Dioma whatsoever. So it seems really incredible that maybe Shavuos is a Yantiv Shenish Shogalios without a Sveika Dioma. Without a Sveika Dioma. Maybe the Rambam refers to that. You'll take a look carefully in the Rambam as Lo Plu. Lo Chilku B'Moados. No, Lo Chilku B'Moados. It's like stunning. The typical Yantiv Sheni Shel Galios is not true of Yantiv Sheni Shel Shavuos. And I will tell you, in terms of the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, that's something which is clear. So if you're speaking about, you know, a Musar Haskel, that a person has to embrace the Kedusha, the Shifos, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Ramban writes of Yantiv, at the conclusion of Yantiv, I would say that's most obvious when it comes to Shavuos, no? On one level, because there's no mitzvah that comes to an end that I have to now internalize. How do I take the lessons of Sukkah and Lulav and internalize that into the Chol? The takeaway of Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu, and that clearly is something that is impactful. You know, when you look in the very beginning of Chumash Devarim, there, Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav, the Torah says the following: Moshe Rabbeinu is part of like the Divrei Tochacha to Klal Yisrael, that Rav Lachem Sheves Bahar Hazeh. Sounds a little unusual. Rav Lachem Sheves Bahar Hazeh. You know, well, what exactly does that mean? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Klal Yisrael, you know, it's time to move on. Move on from what exactly? Move on from, you know what? So you take a look at the Rashi. Rashi puts the Sifri. You know what? Rashi writes the following, that, you know, Harbe Lachem Gedula. Right here and now, you got something that's infinite, you know? That what do you mean? That, you know, Yeshivasam Bahar Hazeh. You know what you accomplished here? Kabbalah Satorah, Asiyas HaMishkan, you appointed the Sanhedrin. You know, right. But the Sifri writes, now Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, it's time to go to the next step. It's time to go to the next step. That's pretty incredible, no? In other words, you've experienced the Kabbalah Satorah. That's clear. Now, Rav Lachem Sheves Bahar Hazeh means don't get stuck. Don't just stop. Now you have to continue. You have to continue. Take a look at the Kli Yakar and Alevav, a beautiful, lengthy maracha, that you know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in the Midbar to be showeth at Ruach HaKodesh. And you know what? Now you have to take it, and the Kli Yakar writes, you know, that's Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And take all of this, and now enter Eretz Yisrael, and continue to be showing that sense of Ruach HaKodesh. And the Kli Yakar writes, that's why the next pasuk says, Aleph Zayin, Penu Usu Lachem. Penu Usu Lachem. It means, now you have to turn, right? Now you have to take everything that you were showing, and now you have to integrate it. You have to implement it. You have to integrate it. It has to inform the Avodas Hashem Ladaros. Avodas Hashem Ladaros. And the Kli Yakar even goes the next step. That's Pinu Usu. And Moshe Rabbeinu criticized Klal Yisrael. No? Paragala Posi Gutes. Vanisa Mechored. They just left Har Sinai. But they didn't meet that bar. The Kli Yakar writes of Pinu Usu. Pinu Usu means take the Shifos that you just accomplished. Now, and now you have to integrate that into all aspects of the Avodas Hashem. That's an important lesson. The lesson of Kabbalah Satorah is one, obviously, of being Mekadesh, of integrating. It's clear when it comes to the Yantav Shavuos how essential indeed that is. I would even tie it into the Parsha in the following way. You know, the Torah describes all the Dine Naziris. Take a look in Perakvah Pasachav. And the Nazir, he does everything he's supposed to do. You know, and he ends his Nazirus. And the Pasach says something of unusual. And you know what? And Va'achar, after he does all this, there's going to then, Yishteh HaNazirian. Va'achar, Yishteh HaNazirian. Take a look at Al-Shif. Take a look at Ksav HaKabbalah. Why do we refer to him as the Nazir? He's no longer a Nazir, huh? I just would have said that, you know, and your Naziris, and there's an Isra of Shtiyas Yayin, so Vachar Yishte Yayin. So now you're allowed to. Vachar Yishte HaNazir Yayin, HaNazir Yayin. So you know what the Al-Shif writes, the Ksav Kabbalah writes at length? You know what? A person becomes a Nazir. It's true, Naziris can come to an end. You know, so he no longer has the root Isurim, that certainly is true. But a person is unchanged. He is the same person now that he was before. You know, in that certain sense, and once a Nazir, always a Nazir, in the sense that if a person is a Nazir Lishma, or if a person is doing so in order to create a certain level of Kedusha and Tara. So in such a case, so when Stam Nazir Shloshim comes to an end, like now we're back to where we were before. So that's what the Ksava Kabbalah and Al-Shach writes exactly. Even though, you know, all the Karbanos are brought, Naziris now has come to an end, but the Pasuk still refers to him as a Nazir. Now that Roshim has to remain, no? That's what the Sefer HaChinuch always writes. Now the Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah is Zayin. Now that Adam Nifa Lefi Pulosav, you know, a person is affected by that which he does, you know? You dress a certain way, you know, it indicates something. No? You dress up for davening, you daven differently. You dress down for davening, you daven differently. No? A kohen wears big day kuna, he does avoda differently. No? You'll tell me, no. It really matters whether the kohen wears big day kuna. The answer is, yeah. Otherwise, avoda mechalas, yischa mitzvah b'dei shamayim. It really doesn't matter. No? Like, you know, you have to go ahead and do so. So Sefer HaChinuch writes, because of nifa, people also. So a person goes out and becomes a Nazir, and you think now, afterwards, like, it's not impactful. It's not impactful at all. Of course it has to be. It has to be impactful. And therefore, the post doesn't refer to him as a Nazir. You know what? And I would tell you the following. Vach deyish Nazir Yayin. I'll tell you, when a Nazir goes through that window of Nazir, so there's an Isra of Shias Yayin, you know what I would tell you? He drinks Yayin differently. That after Nazir comes to an end, it's a different experience. You know, people can be shosiyayin in a sense of, you know, for the wrong reasons, like holus and whatever it is, no, as a vice, right, as an addiction. A person becomes a nazir, and even though the Torah is matir shiyasayayin at the conclusion of nazirus, but vachra yishta nazirayin, but any wine that he's going to drink, he's going to drink as a nazir. Now, it means that, you know what, that chiyuv that he imposed upon himself, of prisha and kedushin tara, that's something which is enduring. That's why it has to be everlasting. That's an important. You can take a look at the Hakdam of the Chavetz Chaim to the Kutei Halachas, where the Torah Chavetz Chaim speaks about that. You know, the mitzvah Torah and Esek Batorah is mitaheres, it's mezacheches es ha'adam. You know, it elevates you. Obviously, it elevates you. So when a person engages in a mitzvah, Asher Kedushah Mitzvah Tzivanu, you emerge as a different person. So that's why when it comes to every mitzvah, it's not just the window of the mitzvah, it's the aftermath of. And that I would say is an important Musaraska. Probably the greatest litmus test of how a person was showing the Ruach HaKodesh of Yantif is not just the day of Yantif, the day of Shavuot, but it's the aftermath of how impactful it is. That's an important Musaraska. That is what the Kli Yakar writes when it comes to Kabbalah Sator. I think that's clear when it comes to the Yantif Shavuos. And that's the Chiddush of Al-Sheikh, the Ksava Kabbalah, the Vachar Yishta Nazir Yayin. So I think a person has to be very, very careful and mindful. Okay. So maybe just some Shir Sunday, just a little bit, maybe earlier Shir, right? What is the graduation Sunday? Anybody know the times? Yeah, but I think, not early Shir on Sunday. No, is that, or maybe not? Is it different this year? Anybody know? No one knows? That's great. I'm very pleased. Okay. Okay, so maybe we'll end up having early Shir. It's a Shamshir. Okay. I'm not sure. No one knows when we're getting graduation? Any seniors here? No. Any idea of the graduation?
I'm graduating this semester.
Okay. All right, so, okay, we'll find out. Let's just run this in other words, there's certainly two different answers. So what I would say is three answers.